White, J.E. White, Emma. Blackhawk, Denver, Colorado, August 1872. Edson and Emma. We do not have home conveniences, we assure you. We get along almost any way. We have no fruit. Everything is exceedingly high. Apples are sold by the pound. Tomatoes, peaches, 25 cents per pound. Yet we stay here, hoping the bracing air will be an improvement to your father's health. We expect to leave Denver for the mountains tomorrow. We shall range about amongst the mountains and try the mountain air. Father does not improve as we would be glad to see. One day he is feeling well, the next not as well. When he tries to write, he is all used up. Still he is hopeful and of good courage, cheerful and free in the Lord. When we get into the mountains, we'll write to you in regard to the scenery. Yesterday I wrote all day trying to get off the matter in reference to schools. I am going to write in regard to the Health Institute as soon as I can have clearness of head to write. I think the Lord has directed our course this way, and we shall wait and trust and pray for the Lord to direct us still, and His hand to guide us. We pray for you, children. Every day you may know that you are thought of and remembered by us. Charge to our account the expense of the pictures. Let those in the counting room see this, and they will make it all right. Say to Addie Merriam, I am very grateful for her letters of particulars. I will write her soon. Tell her to give my thanks to her sister for the nice collar she sent me. I shall prize it. We are glad to hear excellent reports from you, Edson, and you cannot tell how glad. May you ever make God your trust and fill in where you can to do your duty and learn to bear responsibilities. If God's blessing attends you, you can indeed have courage and hope and strength. Dear children, we want you to prosper and be hopeful in God. Is Sister Abby really dangerously sick? Let me know particularly. Write to our address, Blackhawk, Colorado, care of Walling. In much love and great haste, your affectionate mother.